Good morning, everybody. You're listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF. Kyle High in studio with you. And we have with us, as we do every Tuesday, we have Lisa Wilson in from the Independence Chamber of Commerce. Good morning, Lisa. How are you doing?
Good morning. Just trying to stay warm.
Absolutely. It's a little cold out there. Before we get all the way started, we want to first say congratulations to the ICC Pirates for outright winning the Jayhawk Championship. It's the second one in 3 years.
Isn't that awesome?
So I know
Kiyoshi Harris is doing an amazing job.
Yes, he is. And so congratulations to them. I know the community is very, very proud and happy for that. Today being November 12th, of course, as I do believe it's every Tuesday, the weekly Community Recycling Collection Day.
That's right. So as always, remember to recycle. It's the right thing to do. Independence gives you two opportunities to do so every month. On the first Saturday of every month, you can take your recyclables from 8 to noon to the recycling station at 21st and Maple. And every single Tuesday from 11 to 1, you can do the same thing. Not only can you drop off your recyclables, but you can now drop off trash, debris, appliances, furniture, and other bulky items. Really, the only thing that they don't take our tires. So it's a great service that our community provides. It's a way to keep your property cleaned up, your neighborhood cleaned up, and to do the right thing, as I said before, and always recycle.
Absolutely. So be sure to get out there today. It's from 11 to 1. So at 21st and Maple at the sanitation yard.
And I will point out that there's also some other items that they don't take at the sanitation yard, such as household hazardous waste, but you can always drop those off at the Montgomery County Household Waste Department, and that's at 114 North Wald Street. And they accept drop-offs March through November. So we're actually quickly approaching the drop-off dates, the drop-off date cutoff in November. So I will plug that just a little bit. You have the third Wednesday, which would be the third Wednesday, I think, is next week.
Wednesday. Yeah, next
week. So if you have things like paint and pesticides and spray paint and things like that that you need to get rid of, be sure and take those to, like I said, 114 North Wald Street by next Wednesday. And they accept those items from 8 to 3. And if you have questions for them, you can call 331-4139.
I think you have a circle next to this one, so I wasn't sure if that you wanted to talk about this one as well. The SSEK Cancer Support Group?
Yes, I put a circle with a line through it because I wanted to remind everyone that the Cancer Support Group is not meeting this month.
Okay.
Typically, it should be on the second Tuesday, but this particular month, they are not having a meeting, but they will be meeting on the second Tuesday in December, which would be December the 10th. So be sure and mark that on your calendar.
Okay, so it's basically a reminder that it's not happening this month. It'll be happening next month.
Correct.
On November 13th, a chili fundraiser at the Montgomery Place Skilled Nursing Facility.
Yes, so that's this week. And what's fun about that is it is a fundraiser for their nursing facility at Montgomery Place. It's a bowl of chili with crackers and the Independence Bible School cinnamon rolls, which if you have not had those, they are amazing.
Cinnamon rolls are always good.
Oh my goodness. For the low price of $6 a plate, they will deliver, and it's free to all of our first responders. And again, it's just a fundraiser for them to help raise funds for their residents' activity fund. So a great way to give back to them. If you're interested, you want to make an order, place an order, call 331-2577.
Also on the 13th, we got some sports within the Independence Community Basketball taking on Missouri State University West Plains men's game.
That's right. So the men's game will start at 7 o'clock on the college campus as they take on, as you said, Missouri State University. So basketball is underway. I'm pretty pumped about that. I love basketball.
Oh, absolutely.
And I'm a huge, huge Pirate fan. However, I'm actually a Lady Raven fan this year because I have a good friend of mine, Tony Turner, is now CCC's women's coach. Love him. He's doing a great job. And a former Pirate is playing for the Ravens now. And so we're keeping her in Montgomery County. She's doing really well. Anya Markowska. And the Ravens are doing a great job. And they have a game tonight.
Yes. So, against Bethany JV, I do believe.
So yes.
But they're doing a great job. Undefeated right now. now. So, I mean, Lady Ravens are doing great this year.
I know. So, so go Lady Ravens. And I joke with Coach Herkelman and tell him that I can't cheer for the men's team. I got to be I got to go right back over to the Pirates side and cheer them on. But anyway, it's great to have two community colleges. They're all doing really well, and they're doing good things for our county. And so, good luck to both of them to have great seasons.
Absolutely. All four teams combined, one loss. They're doing really good early on in the season. So, also, let's see, moving down the list, on the 14th, the Country Place Senior Living Center Bingo.
Yes. So, Country Place Senior Living, we have lots of great facilities in our community for senior living, and Country Place is one of those, and they are doing community bingo. So, it's always on the second Thursday of every month at 2120 North 13th Street. So if you're someone who wants to get away from work for a little bit, want to get out of the house for a little bit, and come and join all of those seniors that are living at Country Place and just play some bingo. So that will be on the 14th this week at 10 o'clock.
Also on the 14th, the Independent City Commission meeting will be taking place.
Right. It's always it's great to stay well informed. And so you can attend the City Commission meetings in person at 5:30 in the Veterans Room of Memorial Hall at 410 North Penn Avenue, or you can always watch them on YouTube or the city's Facebook page. I mean, the city's website, rather. You can click a link there and watch the commission meetings as well. So I say that because it is important to stay well informed about what's happening in our community. And our City Commission meetings in Independence are always on the second and the fourth Thursday at 5:30.
So, yeah, it's always good to stay well informed what's going on in your community. On the 15th, Home Sweet Home Turkey Dinner. I was thinking Sweet Home Alabama for some reason, but Home Sweet Home Turkey Dinner Fundraiser.
I know. If it's not chili and cinnamon rolls, it's turkey dinners. So
it's lots making me hungry.
Yeah, no. Just skip cooking all the way around and eat at all of these fundraisers that are going on. So Home Sweet Home is having a turkey dinner fundraiser at the First Christian Church at 319 West Laurel from 6 to 8 on the 15th. That'll be this Friday. And the dinner includes turkey and mashed potatoes and gravy and stuffing and green beans, just everything that you would typically think would come with a turkey dinner. The price is $10, and you can also do takeout meals as well. They're going to have a program. And Hope Sweet Home Ministries was created in 2010 to help the homeless in our community. And they provide more than just shelter and food and clothing. They do much more than that. They're also providing opportunities for lasting change through vocational assistance. They help with transportation. They help with medical assistance, spiritual encouragement, and mentoring. So they're doing great things in our community. And to help them continue to do great things and to help people in need, they're doing this fundraiser. So I just encourage everyone to get out, skip cooking Friday evening, go buy a ticket for $10, enjoy fellowship and great food and a program for $10 with a turkey dinner.
So that's a great thing that they are doing. Also on the 15th, this is pretty exciting, the Anna Plays at Independence Community College.
Yes, so the Anna Plays take place every year, Independence Community College at the William Inge Theater at 7 o'clock. You can always go on to Independence Community College's Facebook page and their website and get all of the information, but you won't want to miss that. It's a great evening of theatrical performances. So check out the Anna Plays on Friday.
The very next day, on Saturday, November 16th, the St. Andrew Holiday Market begins.
I know. So it's that time of year. All of the arts and crafts markets and fairs are all starting. And this one is a great one. This will be the St. Andrew Church's Holiday Market. These ladies at St. Andrew are crazy talented. Lots of great items. They have baked goods. They have a cookie table. They'll have a raffle and holiday items. Lots of great things that they're putting in their art and craft fair. I've seen some of them at Mary Hugo's that they're putting together. So beautiful items. It will be at the St. Andrew Parish Center, 420 East Myrtle, from 8 to 1. You won't want to miss it. And again, forget about cooking, because they're serving chicken and noodles from 11 to 1. So they've got you covered.
And we'll continue to forget about cooking, because on the very next day, we're doing the Celebrating Our Community potluck dinner.
I know. I'm telling you, it's all about food and independence. So the Diversity Task Force is actually a program of the Chamber of Commerce, and they are having a community potluck. This is the second time that they've had the second year that they've had one. It's this Sunday, the 17th, from 1 to 2:30 at the Civic Center. Basically, you bring a covered dish, and you just enjoy an afternoon of fellowship and holiday cheer. And it's a great time. I went last year, and everyone just brings in food, just like you would expect for a potluck. Everybody just brings in food, and you sit around at tables and just enjoy each other's company.
And that's always a good thing. So again, that is on November 17th. Few nights later, on November 19th, a ladies' night out at the Independence Public Library.
That's right. So on every third Tuesday of the month, starting at 6 o'clock in the evening, the library has ladies' night out. It's they make crafts, they have food and wine, and just an opportunity for ladies to get together and enjoy an evening out. So I just encourage everyone to check that out, as well as all of the amazing programming that happens at our Independence Public Library. I know Coffeyville has great programming as well. So check out their Facebook page, check out their website. There's something for everyone. There's truly is. They have science fiction clubs. They have crafting. They have ladies events. They have children's events. They're going to be having a Christmas event coming up. So be sure and like their Facebook page, and then you won't miss a thing.
Absolutely. Montgomery County truly blessed having two great libraries like that that put on great programming, the Independence and the Coffeyville Library. On November 21st, a Pirate's Life choir concert.
I know. So it's time again for all of the holiday concerts to take place. Last night, we went to the Performing Arts Center at the high school, and Mid-Continent Band played a Veterans Day concert. It was absolutely beautiful. And you'll get another opportunity to hear a choir concert on the 21st as Independence Community College's choir performs A Pirate's Life. And that will be in the William Inge Theater at 7 o'clock. So enjoy an evening of entertainment by attending the college's concert.
Time for more food. On November 23rd, it's the free community Thanksgiving dinner.
I'm telling you. And you know what? After I'm done talking about this, I'm going to tell you a way to work off some of that food. So the First United Methodist Church has a community Thanksgiving dinner. Everyone is welcome. The dinner is free. It's Saturday, the 23rd, from 11:30 to 1 at the Wesley Center. The location for the Wesley Center is 111 East Maple Street. And again, they have this every single year. This is the church that I attend. It's an amazing community Thanksgiving dinner, and everyone is welcome to the table. So mark that on your calendar, Saturday the 23rd from 11:30 to 1 at the Wesley Center. And as we prepare for Thanksgiving, though, I must back up and tell you that the cutoff to sign up for a turkey trot is on the 18th. So that's coming up. There is a little girl in Independence. She's probably about a middle school age student. She is doing a turkey trot. Do you know what a turkey trot is?
Not 100%.
Okay. A turkey trot is a fun run, 5K, and it's on Thanksgiving. They have them in lots of different communities. But it's, you basically eat lunch and you get all full, and then you're feeling miserable, and you can get out and work off all of that turkey that you ate. But it's a morning event, actually, so I guess you could burn off your calories,
yes,
and then you could pig out at,
yes,
lunch. So
I ran. So.
I know, that's right. So I can have extra turkey. It's a fun run, 5K, and it is in the Riverside Park Oval. That's the location. It's on Thanksgiving morning. So get up, get the turkey in the oven, and then head out to the park. The fun run starts at 8. The 5K will start at 8:30. And if you do early registration, you're even guaranteed a T-shirt. So the deadline for that is noon on the 18th, and you can register the day of the event at 7:30. And the funds that are being used, that she's going to raise from this, are actually going to help pay for a new soccer complex in Independence that our city is working on and our rec commission is working on. And so this little girl has decided to champion it, and she's going to, she's done raffles, she's done lots of things. Like I said, her name is Aspen Sharp, and she's making a difference in the world. I think she's She's 11 years old. She's doing great things. And so entry fee for the fun run is $10. The 5K is $20. If you register by the 18th, you get a shirt. And what a great way. You have people in your house and everybody's getting ready for the Thanksgiving meal, but get out and get some exercise that morning. Do something fun and raise money.
Absolutely. Helping out the community.
I know.
The next thing, on the 23rd, the reason you brought up the fun run was because the registration cuts off on the 18th.
Right.
So we go back here to the 23rd, though. Doodle Out Eclectics Art and Gifts.
I know. Say that fast.
Yeah.
So Eclectics Art and Gifts is a business that's in Independence, and they have lots of crafting and artistic opportunities for you. And Doodle It Out is one of them that is coming up. We've got some other ones later on in the month later in the month on the 30th with Alcohol Ink Ornaments. What a great way to make a beautiful Christmas ornament. But I encourage you to go to Eclectics Art and Gifts Facebook page and check out all of the activities that they have scheduled. They're also located at 311 North Penn Avenue. And Doodle It Out is Saturday, November the 23rd from 1 to 3. It's $10 a person. And then later on in the month, they're having an alcohol inks ornament session, and you'll be able to take part in that with Andrea Sitton. It's $30 a person, and you can register by contacting them on Facebook, and then you would have a beautiful ornament to hang on your Christmas tree as you decorate for Christmas. But lots of fun things. Again, it's like the turkey trot. Get up, get out with your family, do something fun. And Eclectics Art Gallery has also lots of fun things to do with your family, sometimes with just other adults and sometimes with your kids. So check it out.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. Coming up, more food on November 28th, the 28th annual free community Thanksgiving dinner at Egbert's. Well, at least that's what we had marked here.
So. That's right. So on the 28th, Egbert's always does a free Thanksgiving dinner from 11 to 2. It's at their restaurant at 1724 West Main. And again, that is open to everyone, and as is the one at the First United Methodist Church. So if you are listening and you would benefit from a meal, you would benefit from visiting with other people, getting out of your home and enjoying time with others, mark all of these free opportunities down and just get out and enjoy the Thanksgiving holiday. And you know, Thanksgiving is going to be here, and sometimes people feel like we rush the season, but we are preparing for the holiday season, and on the 24th, we're going to have the Independence Main Street's Holiday Open House downtown and the Optimist Club Home and Main Street Home for the Holidays Parade. And that's Sunday. The 24th is Sunday. So the open house is from 1 to 5, and then the parade is at 5:30. And the reason why I backed up and said that is because, again, many times people are like, gosh darn, we didn't even, you know, celebrate Thanksgiving, and now we're already starting into Christmas. And the reason why this event happens actually before Thanksgiving is because we all know that we're tempted to leave our communities and go shop the malls in the cities. We know we're all tempted to sit in our sweatpants and shop online. And those are all great things, but we need to really focus on shopping local, shopping in our county, shopping in Independence, shopping in Coffeyville, all the, you know, keeping our money in our state and in our county and in our communities, because that's how we thrive.
Right.
And so we're really encouraging people to shop local. And the reason why we do the open house before Thanksgiving is because, as I used the word tempted a little bit ago, we're tempted to leave home. And so we want everyone to shop their local community, go into every single store, look at all of their merchandise and go, can I check off my holiday list right here in Independence before I get in the car or I get online and buy something that won't benefit our community?
Right.
And so we do everything before Black Friday. So that is the reason why we have the holiday open house before Thanksgiving, is because we got to catch everybody while they still have money in their pockets, get them to spend it in Independence, and make a difference, because that's what makes our communities great, is because we have thriving downtowns. You know, if we don't shop our downtowns and we don't share all those Facebook posts and let everyone else know of all the great opportunities that we have in our downtowns, then they're going to dry up and go away. And we do not want that. We don't want that in Coffeyville. We don't want it in Independence. You know, we've got Dickie's Barbecue coming to Independence in our downtown area. We just had our brewery open up. You know, we've got lots of boutiques and shopping opportunities and antique stores and art galleries, all kinds of things, candy stores. So shop Independence early and shop a lot. And
shop early and often.
That's right. And forget about going to the cities and all that online shopping. It's not near as much fun.
Exactly. Couple more things here to round out the month. The 30th is going to be a busy day. It's going to be Small Business Saturday.
That's right. So it plays right into what I was just talking about. Small Business Saturday is a national event. It's on November the 30th. It starts at 8 o'clock in the morning. And it's just really a day of focused efforts to shop small businesses and the impact that it has when we shop small businesses. You know, when you go to the ball fields and you see these shirts that these kids are wearing as they're playing t-ball and softball, on the backs of those shirts are all of the names of small businesses, and those people are keeping our town vibrant, and they're giving back to our community. And so it's our turn to give back to them on Small Business Saturday by shopping local and really promoting that. So that's on the 30th. We have the 38th annual Kansas Abate District 3 Toy Run is happening at the Shelter House at noon. I'll be talking about that probably next week. And then finally, I will wrap it up with the Oak Ridge Boys concert. So we just had a concert in at the Memorial Hall this weekend when Sidewalk Prophets played. It was great. It was absolutely amazing. And we're going to have another wonderful concert on the 30th. Mike Flood with Four Leaf Marketing is bringing back the Oak Ridge Boys. It's Down Home Christmas concert. They played in Independence, I don't know if it was last year or the year before, but it was such a great concert. And if you've not seen the Oak Ridge Boys, you need to check it out. They have a great stage set up, a light show, and great country music. And it's a great concert for just, it's a family event.
Right.
You know, it's good for everyone. And you can go on to fourleafmarketing.com. Somebody called in the office yesterday, and their website's very easy to use. And you can purchase your tickets online. You can also call on now, 330-3795, and you can buy your tickets over the phone as well. So be sure and get your tickets for the Oak Ridge Boys.
That's going to be a lot of fun. The Oak Ridge Boys, man, they've been around for a while, and they just keep on trucking. And I've seen the picture. A lot of them don't look a day over 50.
They don't.
So they look great
and
for their age.
And they sound great.
Yes, they do, especially the bass guy. I wish I had that guy's voice. So anyway, Lisa, thank you very much for coming in, telling us about all the great things going on in Independence. It's always busy in Independence for sure.
Thank you for having me. I'll be back next week.
All right. We'll see you again next week. Let's go ahead and take a break. You're listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF.